Michael Hansen, a senior scientist with the publisher of Consumer Reports magazine, told lawmakers that Europe's labeling requirements show that many of the concerns raised by opponents of GMO labeling are unfounded.
It did not result in increased costs, despite the horrifying double-digit predictions of some interest.
The proposed New Hampshire bill was held over the summer recess for more work. Many of the state's industrial interests fear that labeling would lead to the so-called skull and crossbones effect, which could lead to GMO products being taken off the market.
And my response to that is, well, that's markets working.
Vermont and Maine are considering similar bills, and Connecticut has already passed a labeling law. In all three states, trigger clauses require that other New England states pass similar bills before the laws would take effect. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.